Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's go around the NFL with some burning questions as it pertains to everything going on in football. We'll bring Dad in guide us through some of the top questions today around the National Football League.
So yesterday, the Bears wanted to interview Mike McCarthy, but the Cowboys denied it. Are the Cowboys doing the right thing by telling the Bears they can't interview him?
I don't understand what they're doing. This feels to me like somebody going, I don't know if I want to go out with you anymore. And you go, okay, you've got to part ways. And then you find out that someone else wants to go out with the person you just told that you don't want to go out with. And you go, hey, no, you can't do that. I'm going out with him. Feels odd to me. It feels like this was going to be kind of a parting of ways as McCarthy's deal was done and everything was kind of expiring. And it just felt like a natural breaking point. But now I don't know. Again, I'm not sure what the plan is, but I love it. More chaos, please, for Dallas.
The Cowboys are bad at this. And by this, I mean running a football team. Mm. They are so inept at this point. Jerry Jones and that entire outfit at the top. The Dak Prescott process was so stupid and so ridiculous. You end up paying the most possible and annoying people as much as possible. Not the way it should work. In this case now, by not extending McCarthy, by letting this thing play out the way that it did, and now by saying no to the Bears, you keep backing yourself into a corner. So I actually disagree with you. I don't think this is they don't want to date him and they don't want anyone else to date him. I think as of yesterday, we now know Mike McCarthy will be back as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Because if he wasn't coming back, if they were going to interview other people, if they were going to extrapolate their search, then you would tell him, no problem, go interview with Chicago. But by not allowing him to, they've showed their hand. Now, he's got the leverage, by the way. If you're saying you can't go there, you're telling me you're going to keep me, my negotiation just got a little bit easier for my agent. So they're just bad at business at this point.
Yep.
But Mike McCarthy's going to come back. And I guess the answer to Darius's question for me is, are they doing the right thing? I actually think, oddly, they are. I'm not sure that they would do better than Mike McCarthy this offseason. Now, here's what I'm doing. I'm giving him a 2-year contract offer. I'm not offering him 5 like you normally would when you hire a head coach. Because I could fire him after 1 if I want to at the end of next year, pay him out on 1 year while I bring in a new coach. But I've already done my back channeling. I already know who's willing to interview. I know if Mike Vrabel's interested or if Bill Belichick will tell North Carolina to kick rocks or who might be willing to come in. Is the agent for Ben Johnson, Richmond Flowers, willing to have his guy interview with me? They've already done all that behind the scenes, legally, illegally, however they had to do it. So my guess by saying what they did yesterday is they're rolling with McCarthy. That tells me he's the best they can do right now. So, yeah, probably the right decision.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's not. I think they need a young, fresh voice and kind of just to wipe the slate clean. But there's only so much wiping you can do within, given their cap position and the fact that Jerry Jones is still in charge.
Speaking of Jerry Jones, really quick before we go to question 2. Are you watching Landman at all?
I haven't yet, no. I heard it's awesome.
Do you know that Jerry Jones did a scene in that movie?
I didn't know that.
Okay, or that show, rather. I watched the scene. I have not watched the show.
Okay.
I've heard it's great. Jerry Jones acted his ass off.
Did he really?
I'm not even joking. Do you guys know about this?
I've seen memes on Twitter saying that he acted really well, but I haven't seen it.
I was blown away. Legitimately better at acting than owning a football team, and it's not close. But Like, I'm not doing a bit. You guys all think I'm over talking about this. Like, Academy Award worthy scene.
Does he play himself? Or a character?
Basically, yes.
Right, okay.
So
but it's not Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys.
No, it actually is. But when I say basically, so Jerry Jones walks into the room and he knows these guys. He's talking about, when I bought the Cowboys. But when I say basically, I don't know if everything he's saying is actually gospel to his life.
Gotcha.
But he's talking as Jerry Jones. And he's just giving this pep talk. John Hamm's laying in a hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Bob Thornton sitting in the hospital room. And he's just telling them about, like, work with your kids. You'll never regret it. Be around your kids as much as possible. So I don't know how much acting he actually did. But there's still, it's hard to explain this, but like when a camera's rolling and you're talking to John Hamm,
yeah,
there's a little bit of acting.
Right. It's like I'm now reciting lines. It's not easy to do. By the way, I can't believe I haven't watched that show yet. It's got everything I want. Billy Bob Thornton just walking around doing one-liners. John Hamm was incredible. Written by Taylor Sheridan, who just produces smashes. I should be watching it. I haven't yet.
There's only one box left to check.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any smokes and pancakes in that show?
I wouldn't know. Are there?
I'm asking.
I'm asking you.
I know that's important for you.
No, I just like good acting. TV I see people who are really good
at
acting.
That's all I'm talking about.
That's all you're talking about.
They're good at acting.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Dolphins GM Chris Greer and head coach Mike McDaniel yesterday tried to say that they smooth things over with Tyreek Hill. But if we aren't believing that, would you have any interest in Tyreek Hill joining the Commanders this offseason?
I will be in the minority on this. Everyone will be mad at me. 1,000%, absolutely not. Nothing's ever been more predictable. The only thing that annoys me about players like Tyreek Hill and Antonio Brown and these guys that are pain in the asses is that teams always want to line up to give them another opportunity to be their pain in the ass. And I get it. It's about talent. It's about points. It's about yards. It's about explosives. But did anybody see Mike McDaniel's press conference? He essentially said Tyreek Hill quit. Refused to go back in the game. When the linebacker from San Francisco did it, everyone was all over his butt. He's done. He should be cut. Kick him out of the league. Tyreek Hill does it, and the Dolphins are stupid, and he's the man, and bring him into my team. No, thank you.
Yes. I will pay the price. The price of whatever that is, I need it. That skill set, there's a handful of guys on the planet who've ever been able to do it. There's only one or two now who can do it. I'm willing to deal with it. I trust my culture. I trust my Dan Quinn. I trust my Adam Peters. I trust Michael Kingsbury if he's still here. I trust Jaden Daniels. I realize I'm playing with fire, but maybe I've got some boundaries up to contain that fire.
Your culture is based on hiring and employing guys not like Tyreek Hill, that are team first, that are about the brotherhood. He's not.
He's not.
He left the Chiefs not because he wanted to win more. You could have stayed in Kansas City and just won in perpetuity.
Yeah, and then his complaint was, I've never not been in the playoffs. I'm upset. It's like, well, you could have been in the playoffs forever if you just stayed in KC.
You wanted to be paid more,
mm-hmm.
So you left the Chiefs to go to a place that paid you more. Then you got pissy because you weren't being used as well as you were the year before or with the Chiefs, or you weren't winning. There are people that just can't be made happy. Selfish, me guy, great football player.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be someone else's player, not mine. I'm going to win with my guys. He ain't my guy.
There were two one-and-done head coaches in Gerard Mayo of the Patriots and Antonio Pierce of the Raiders. Who got more of a raw deal between the two?
I'm going to say Gerard Mayo did, and here's why. Both terrible situations. Both under-talented rosters, incompetent organizations who believe that they're way smarter than the average bear. Antonio Pierce has been around longer, has coached in multiple... This is why I'm defaulting to Mayo. Pierce has coached... And at the college level, coached at the pro level, has done a bunch of different things. Mayo has only been with the Patriots, only a linebackers coach. Now he was a head coach, and you now have a presser afterwards going, yeah, he probably wasn't ready for that. That's not fair to him. I think you kind of screwed and derailed his potential development, whereas Antonio Pierce, I think, will be able to easily go somewhere else, get another gig or something like that. Mayo basically seems Patriots are bust, and now it might be bust. So by default there, both bad situations, whatever, ugly, I go to Mayo.
So I'll use the same logic to say the answer's Pierce got more of a raw deal. Here's what I mean by that. Antonio Pierce was a more qualified coaching hire, in my opinion. He was the interim coach the year before. He did a good job as the interim coach.
Yes, he did.
I would not have hired him back. I would have gone and gotten somebody who was offensive-minded, could call plays, and could help me find and develop my next quarterback. But that's my own prerogative. Gerard Mayo, in my opinion, was not qualified to be an NFL head coach by my own standard of, like, Pierce has never been a coordinator, to my knowledge, who called plays. So I would have said the same thing about him in a sense, except that he was the interim coach for the several games at the end of the year, which now makes you plenty qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo was a linebackers coach on a defensive staff with one of the great defensive minds in history who runs the whole side of the ball as head coach and whose son was the defensive coordinator. And then he leapt from coaching a position, never having called plays before, past the coordinator ranks to the head coaching job. So it's hard for me to say. I do think he gets screwed in the sense that in the vacuum of he coached 1 year with very little talent. It takes longer than that to build this thing up. Rookie quarterback. Yeah, that's not ideal. But he got a job he probably shouldn't have gotten. Like, it's hard for me to be that upset about him getting screwed when he didn't really ever deserve to be hired, the job, in my opinion, in the first place. Guys like Brian Flores are way more deserving than he is to get that head coaching job in New England, among a million other guys that I could name. If you want to just look at defensive coordinator types who were more deserving of that job, you know, you could look at like Patrick Graham, the longtime defensive coordinator around the league. So he got a gig he was only going to get in New England by having a relationship with that owner. It's hard for me to find tears for when it doesn't work out for the gig that you probably outkicked your coverage to even get. Whereas Pierce, a little more deserving anyway, and you, at least in the Patriots case, you gave him Drake May, he had some talent, wasn't developing the players. The Raiders went into the season with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
Yes, they did.
I could have told you in a division with three 10-win teams, you'd win about five games.
Hey, this isn't going to go well, guys.
Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald hinted that Geno Smith is going to return as the starter in 2025. Is this a good decision or no?
It is not a good decision. Geno Smith 2 years ago was excellent. Last year was pretty good. This year was not very good. Comparable touchdowns to interceptions. If you look at his contract, he's on the books with a cap hit this coming year for $44.5 million. Now, obviously there's dead money there. It's about $13.5 million. I'll also tell you that I don't believe he'll be their starter. I think Mike McDonald was in an interview, and he's probably not going to divulge the whole plan the day after the season when he does his first radio interview. I'd be shocked if Geno's their starter in week one this year. But you've got a younger guy you could kick the tires on if they want to. I don't know why they would, but if they want to, in Sam Howell. You could also draft someone. You could go a lot cheaper and get a veteran to come in there and play as well than Geno on a big cap number.
I think they're screwed. This is the worst position, in my opinion, a franchise can be in. You're not good, and you're not bad. They're going to pick, if my calculations are correct, 15th as a 10-7 team that just missed the playoffs. Not a good place to draft a rookie quarterback, unless you get lucky, throw a dart on someone that everyone passed on, or you trade up, which is always a, you know, kind of a terrifying proposition, and you're not bad enough to bottom out to be a top-5 team. So this is kind of what they were doing for a while, and they're doing more of it. They're just okay. That, to me, is very Atlanta Hawks. It's very Atlanta Falcons. I don't know why I'm picking on Atlanta. But you're in a place that's not particularly good. I don't think they have another option unless you want to go, you know, as you said, double dip and you move on from him, have a huge cap hit and go get Sam Darnold or something else. You're in the Geno Smith bucket. You already have Geno Smith. You're already paying him. They're stuck.
Let me see. Danny Ruye says Atlanta sports is middling. Got it.
Hang
middling.
On 1 second because I don't know that you actually answered that question. Starting Geno next year in week one is a good idea or a bad idea?
Yeah.
You're saying they're in a bad spot.
I think they're
no
stuck.
Kidding, but.
So I guess good idea.
So you'd pay Geno the $45 million instead of cutting him and having $13 million in dead cap?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you're stuck. You're screwed. I think you're screwed either way.
Well, you're screwed with a lot more cap space one way. And you could get comparable quarterback production from Sam Howell or somebody else. But all right. That's fine.
Last one, which NFL broadcast, it's a two-part question actually, which NFL broadcast crew is your favorite for a big playoff game, and which network presentation do you prefer?
Who came up with this question? This is sexy.
I mean, this is a G&D plus Darris special right here.
This is broadcast nerdery. I actually want Dad to answer this question as well, because this is up your alley. Danny, you go first.
Give me the Charles Davis team. That's my favorite. I love Charles Davis so much, and he's my favorite, and I want him.
Ian Eagle and Charles Davis, and what network presentation do you want?
I'm a, because I grew up on Fox. My game's being on Fox, so I guess I'd go there. But okay. I know they're on CBS, so that doesn't really work. But I'll do that. No, if I get my hypothetical,
That's the point.
Yeah, so I want no song before any games. Okay. There should be no song. No one should ever get together and sing about a football game that's coming. You know what's good enough is the football game.
Waiting
so
just have the football all day game. For Sunday night.
Yeah, I've been fine. I've been watching other football games. So I haven't been waiting. I've been doing living my life, watching football. I'm not waiting for anybody. Again, that song is embarrassing. We should all stop. So give me the Fox coverage, but with Ian Eagle and Charles Davis.
I like that. I'm going with an NBC telecast. With their look, their aesthetic, everything about their score bug and all that, I'll go
Jack
NBC.
Collinsworth.
Jack Collinsworth has to be there for sure. It's very, very difficult for me not to go NBC so that I have Mike Tirico. Collinsworth's fine. I don't love him. Joe Buck's excellent. I think I'm going to go Joe Davis and Greg Olson, the Fox B team right now. I'm going to put them on my Commanders Bucks game and air it on NBC. Although if I could get Mike Tirico and Greg Olson, let's make beautiful music.
You know, they're a duo in Madden, Mike Tirico and Greg Olson.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I would go with Tirico and Collinsworth for my commentary team, but I want the theater of the Monday Night Football broadcast.
Like that.
I love the presentation of Monday Night Football.
They also do those wacky, I don't know what you would call them, like packages where they show like, here's the MVP race this season, and it's like four go-karts, and you know Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
like
I get steamed up. I love
it. He goes over top of a bridge, and he's like driving around.
It's the weirdest bit, but I'm into it.
Joe Burrow hits like a banana and spins out in week three, but then he gets back on track, and then Ja'Marr Chase like and T. Higgins tackle him, and he flips over. Whatever those things are that ESPN does, I think those
they're
are
so goofy, but they're good.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Well, that department is. I'm going to give AJ Ataye credit. I think he builds all those.
I can only assume.
Yes.